The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, beautiful people. I hope you had a good week. I went down to LA for a funeral, and I'm back. Funerals just remind us how short life is. Anyway, I'm going to read the next post. Let's call this post number 60, written by user SelectGift and posted on the r/incest subreddit, which is quarantined. This one is titled B/S, my sister's visiting for the summer, and things with my roommate escalated a lot. So here we go. I just want to say sorry before I start. Every time I read these, it always says like posted 10 months ago. I think I must be following his pace, but so we'll see if we gain some traction on that. I'll try to read a lot of posts. I'm kind of anxious to see what happens. All right, here we go. Okay. All right. Well. Yes. I'm not going to even do an intro. Let's just get to it. This last weekend was the wedding, for which my roommate was a bridesmaid. My sister and I were pretty much also in the wedding party. Given that my roommate was so involved, we ended up helping with a whole bunch of things as well. We spent a whole day on Wednesday assembling the centerpieces. We've helped along the way with the caterer, picked up and delivered tons of shit. And for the day of the wedding, we were asked to show up with the rest of the bridal party early in the morning to do the final running around at the venues. In order to enjoy the weekend, we decided to get there the night before. My sister, my roommate, and I would get an Airbnb. Then my sister and I would stay there while my roommate and the rest of the wedding party stayed at another place. We headed out Thursday after lunch. It took a couple of hours to get there. The Airbnb was all right. It was just a condo. Pretty nice. Nothing to write home about. The first night, we just go out for dinner and chill. That's pretty much what we did. The aftermath of the previous incident we had was non-existent. We also didn't even talk about it. It was kind of weird. Actually, kind of like when you and a friend have a little something going on, and it's kind of clear to everyone and yourselves, but neither ever has said anything out loud. So you maybe sometimes hold hands or even kiss, but no one at any point straight up mentions what's happening. We went to bed fairly early. We were tired from all the driving, and we had plans to tour around for the whole day on Friday, before the rehearsal dinner. If there was anything to say about Thursday night, it was maybe that we all took showers before bed, just hung out naked for a while, just walking around, getting ready. We all just walked in and out of the bathroom while the others showered and brushed their teeth. There weren't really any sort of boundaries. Friday, for me, started around 6:30 a.m. I made us a big breakfast. By the time it was ready, both girls were up. We got ready, and after that headed out to the city. The day was awesome. Sightseeing, enjoying the beautiful weather, lunch at a brewery, and some tours. It was super fun, all three of us having the same energy I was talking about. This unspoken thing. Around 3 p.m., we had to get back to our place to change. We would need to meet the bridal party at 5. Before starting to change, we ended up naked, walking around, getting our outfits ready. A bottle of champagne was popped open by either my roommate or my sister, and we made toast naked, which was a first. By the time it was time to leave, we were probably at 3 glasses each, so we were more than lubricated for dinner. We made it to the rehearsal dinner, and it was awesome. Fun stuff all around. Dinner was done fairly quickly, but the bride and groom had gotten an open bar for it, and it felt like it was a shame to have it when everyone left within 2 hours. So the bridal party and a few others stayed behind and partied for a while. Little by little, as the night and drinks went on, my sister, my roommate, and I gravitated to each other. Well, to be fair, my sister and I gravitated to each other, and my roommate gravitated to us. Nothing in particular happened while we were there, but the conversation was a lot more flirtatious than ever. It's never directed at any one of us in particular. It's not like we're flirting to fuck, but it's like we joke at first as if all three of us were dying to fuck each other. Which, I mean, little by little, people started to leave, even the bride and groom. Everyone had an early morning waiting the next day, so no one wanted to stay out too late. We stayed at a hotel and simply moved to the bar. We were fairly intoxicated. I mean, not beyond reason, but playing with the edge of reasonableness. From the time we stopped drinking to when the Uber dropped us off at the Airbnb, it had been maybe an hour. Some of our senses had come back to us. Not all of them, but like a third of our senses. My sister did have a conversation about what may happen this weekend. I'm not going to really tell you what we concluded, but parts of it was to go with the flow to some extent. Going a little bit against improvising, I did prepare for one thing. How are you two feeling? I asked. Are we going to bed? My roommate looked at both of us and responded, I'm down to hang out if you are. With that, my sister agreed, and so we embarked on another idiot's adventure. Although we hadn't drank in a little while, it felt like proceeding with the evening without drinking anything was a little weird. So for the sake of sanity, I poured us a round of sparkling water. You know, you gotta hydrate. We sat on our little porch / patio, still flirting and joking. The topic of my outfit came up. I was explaining how I was looking forward to wearing this really cool dinner jacket I had gotten myself. Wow, my sister replied mockingly. I'm sure you look so cool. My roommate joined in the mocking. I bet all the girls at the party are going to be depressed. They don't get to fuck you. They kept going for a little while, feeding off each other. I only sat there quietly, and when they finally stopped, I said, Wow, you guys are so cute together. Why don't you make out already? My roommate jumped up, viscerally answering, Why don't you two make out? I feel like my sister and I would be capable of responding with a witty response under the normal circumstances, but alas, a wild moment of silence appeared. Insert surprised Pikachu. After a moment, we were stunned, but quickly burst out laughing. It wasn't awkward or anything, it just felt like the joke was supposed to sound crazy, but then it didn't. Speaking of which, I said, I brought a little something for this weekend. In order to show them, we need to go inside to my room. So we did. Putting my bag on the bed, I said, I thought we could play around with it this weekend. Of course, if neither of you brings someone over for the night. My roommate corrected me, reminding me she was staying at another Airbnb with a bridal party the day after. Oh shit, true, I said, genuinely having forgotten. There was another little moment of silence. Then my roommate said, We could use it tonight. It was like 1:30 already. I was surprised we were still going. We were supposed to be up early the next day, but what am I going to say? Let's go to bed? For a little moment, we all just stood there, not really knowing how to go about it. I think my sister could tell, so she took the initiative. This time, you'll be the one getting tied up, she said, looking at my roommate. Not only looking, actually. She basically threw herself at her to start undoing her clothes. I went to the dining room and back with a chair. This one, unlike the one we used for our previous adventure, had arms. By the time I was back, my roommate was only wearing underwear, a laced white bra, and a mismatched pair of panties. Unlike tying my sister up, my roommate would be treated to being bound by two people. While I did the legs, my sister did the wrists. I don't want to say I'm better or anything, but my sister did not do a very good job. It was a bit too tight. I had to come over and loosen it a bit. Little looks were exchanged with my roommate, but the truth is that it was more my sister and I getting each other horny by doing this. Once we were done, we stood in front of my roommate just to kind of admire the work done. "Shit," I said, "this is pretty hot." My roommate didn't say anything for a moment. However, she would turn, look at my sister and say, "If it's so hot, maybe he can give me a little show. I mean, sure. But why look at my sister? Why not look at me?" Probably because my sister's in charge, I guess. My sister pushed me to sit down on the bed in front of my roommate. She sat next to me, to my right, without saying anything, without coordinating in any way. I pulled my dick out, leaving my pants still around my feet. Not sexy at all. Why did I do it like that? I don't know. Mind your own business. My dick was so hard. I was really kind of lost in a trance, almost on a mind of its own. My hand moved automatically to my dick and started stroking, although it was unsuccessful, because as soon as I did, it was slapped away. "Stop that. Don't be gross," said my sister. "You're going to just sit here and jerk off?" As she spoke, her hand traveled to my dick and started stroking me herself in front of her. "That's rude and vulgar." She smiled while the last couple of words came out of her mouth. I looked at my roommate, who was completely dumbfounded, like she didn't even know what to think. Then I looked at my sister. She was shifting from my eyes to my roommate's, then back to me, a little cheeky smile as always. Let me know how much fun she was having. So, if my roommate was enjoying it, and my sister was enjoying it, it would almost be rude for me not to enjoy it. I leaned back onto my hands and closed my eyes, and just went for the ride. Up and down my sister went on my cock, which at this point is gushing pre-cum like it hasn't in a while. Being watched just added a little kick to what we were doing. God damn. The gentle twist my sister does each with each stroke as it reaches the top makes her skin rub the head of my dick wonderfully, making it twitch on its own accord. My roommate's mouth had been a gap for the whole time my dick had been out, just shocked by what she was seeing. Her hips swayed in the chair, helplessly trying to give her pussy some sort of relief, unsuccessfully, however. There was this particular moment in which I just looked down at her pussy, and this seemed to drive her a little nuts. Her legs squirmed, trying to free themselves from the binds. Her breath was missing, and when she said, "Kiss, please, please," even without thinking about it, my sister and I passionately made out. Her stroking intensified, increasing the speed until the signs she knows all too well. Then she squeezed my dick until it hurt a little, making me stop immediately, almost as if my dick had a Bluetooth connection to her brain. My roommate would react to these moments as if she was the one being stopped from coming. Being so aroused had me almost tense. I let myself fall back, laying all the way back on the bed, while my legs were still just dangling over the edge. My sister's hands would shift around from rubbing my balls to rubbing my chest and stomach. It had been a good while since my sister gave me a prolonged hand job. Almost like making out. It's kind of like the thing that I forget how much I enjoy it as a main, not necessarily exclusive as a side. This was too much, however. We all needed to call it quits. We don't want to go too far in front of my roommate, so I kind of let myself get ready to come, relaxed, and waited for the fireworks. "You're enjoying this way too much," my sister, looking at my roommate. My roommate's face was completely out of sight from me, so she must have had a particular facial expression. "I'm sorry," she responded. "I'm just... you guys are hot." Make him feel good, please. She must have immediately realized what that actually meant, that we were siblings. So she backtracked. Sorry, no. Don't do anything you don't feel comfortable with. My sister rolled her eyes and said, I'm sure he'll be comfortable with it. Let's find out how I feel. Then adjusted herself and leaned over, shoving my dick into her mouth. A high-pitched, restrained moan did its best to come out, but stayed muffled. It wasn't me, though. It was my roommate, being stimulated by the 5G connection with my dick. My roommate tested the efficacy of her binds by how hard she shifted around in her chair. This move from my sister wasn't completely improvised. It was part of a broad conversation we already had. My heavy breathing and the noise of my sister gagging on my dick as she pushed as far as she could down her throat were the only sounds in the room. When I lifted my head to look at my roommate, she had this semi-worried face and she bit her lips shut. I was already in the midst of coming, so I wasn't going to be able to endure this blowjob for long. Feeling it approaching, I had to stop my sister. Wait, I feel like there's teasing, and then there's this being cruel, I said as I stood up, walking over to my roommate. I held her chin for a couple of seconds, getting her ready to look at me, instead of the rock-hard dick 4 inches away from the opening of her mouth. I slapped her softly, but not really, getting an audible moan out of her. Then I came down to her level and did the ropes and released her right hand and walked back to my sister. Once she realized what I did, she let her hand go to her panties and rubbed her pussy as much as she could in that position. My sister waited for me, sitting on the bed, ready to take my dick in her mouth again. Making eye contact as if my roommate wasn't there, my sister smiled. I took my clothes off completely because at this point I might as well have been naked. I don't really want to eat your pussy, I said, both trying to make it sound like it was the first time I said it, but also being 100% honest. She nodded in agreement. My sister stood up and turned around, letting me take her dress off. I don't know why, but it very much reminded me of the feeling I had those first times I took her dress off, back at my parents' house. Maybe it's because we were doing something new, or because we were pretending it was something we'd never done before. But this moment came with a very pleasant air of nostalgia. The dress fell to the floor, leaving a topless yet panted sister looking away into the bed. My hand pushed her back gently, getting her to crawl onto the bed on all fours, staying in that position again, just like our first few times. Taking her panties off, having her little asshole peek at me first, followed by her pussy, left me in awe. Holy shit, I said involuntarily. For a hot minute, I just stayed there on my knees, admiring, like I was at church, praying to this perfect pussy. It didn't feel like too long, but it was enough time for my sister to reach her hand over to her upside-down pussy and rub her clit for a few seconds. Once the religious experience ended, I came to my senses and just dove in, throwing me to eat her pussy as much as I could. As if it had been waiting for me, her pussy gushed the instant my mouth touched it. Pussy juices ran down my nose and chin, her clit swollen and throbbing. Went into my mouth by suction and got teased by the tip of my tongue, my sister's hips deliberately pushing my face in deeper, leaving my nose completely unable to get air, drowning in pussy, like it has before. My tongue would venture into the opening of her pussy, then go down between her lips. At a moment of courage, it even made its way up to her asshole for a quick taste. God, what a woman. I'm so just, I don't even. This whole bit lasted 3 to 4 minutes, long enough for my sister to get so close to coming. The shaking I now know too well alerted me that it was time for her to get there. My thumb pressed against her asshole like an orgasm button, and my tongue flicked her clit furiously, 15 seconds later, she came while groaning into a pillow. The orgasm ended with her turning around, looking at the ceiling as if it had the answers of the universe printed on it. She breathed hard as I basked in the pride of causing her intense orgasm. Slowly, as to give her enough time to recover, I crawled on top of her to kiss her for a moment. We finished making out and our faces separated to allow us to look each other in the eyes. We smiled in this particular innocent way we did back when it all started. Suddenly, though, we were taken completely out of the moment. "Fuck her," came from behind me. The tone was so ambiguous. I could not tell you if she meant it as an order, or as a request, or as a suggestion. We didn't even think about it, or look back at my roommate. We just looked at each other. I adjusted my dick and slowly made its way into my sister's pussy. Her pussy felt incredibly tight, beyond feeling like it was our first time fucking. It felt like it was the first time my sister's pussy had a cock inside of it. It was far too late in the misadventure to go nice and easy. Even though she just came, I could not help myself but going fast and hard. The noise at the base of my dick made every time I slammed against her definitely qualifies as macaroni in a pot. My sister's hands traveled to my face and held my head still, holding eye contact. I held myself up with one hand and held the back of her head with the other, twitching every time it made to the back of her pussy. My dick was already ready to explode, especially after 20 minutes of having made the decision to do it. Now, while this definitely was already a shit show, coming inside my sister felt like way too much. So when my sister's hip grinding had me at the absolute edge of it all, I pulled my dick out and jerked off furiously until my load shot over her stomach and tits. Some of it even made it onto her neck. Breathing heavily, I tried to recover, but was interrupted by the squeaking noises my roommate was making as she made herself come. Slowly, my head and my sister's moved independently of our bodies to look at her. No laugh this time, just quiet, uncertain smiles. My sister cleaned up as I untied my roommate. We all just stood there for a moment without really saying anything about what had just happened. Just, "Here, thank you," and things along those lines while we got ready for bed. We just went to bed after that, in individual rooms. I'm gonna leave it here because this is long enough. I'll post tomorrow about Saturday and Sunday. Goodbye. So that was definitely hot and unexpected. I didn't expect them to have intercourse in front of the roommate. And I almost felt like it was really intense and really good. And I don't know, but I feel like maybe it's a mistake. Like they just went too far in front of the roommate and now there's no turning back because it's intercourse in front of the roommate. And it's really far and she was lucid and I don't know, maybe she'll think it was her fault. The other thing I wanted to say was Shibari's fucking hot and something that should be added to a bag of toys. Anyway, on to the next post. Okay, post number 61, titled B/S, My Sister's Visiting for the Summer and Things with My Roommate Escalated, The Aftermath. All right, another day, another piece of my dumb, irresponsible life. Friday night ended with a silent going to bed. The silence would last until the morning after. However, there was no addressing what happened. It was just like nothing had happened. We had the briefest, lightest breakfast while talking about the plans for the day. Although we didn't come close to the topic, I didn't feel like anyone was avoiding it. It was more like the busyness of the day's activities were higher priority. My roommate would leave first. We were asked to go over to the venue first, check a few things, then go meet with the bridal party. And so we did. By the time we went over to the house, the groomsmen and bridesmaids were no longer together. It was nice to be able to move between groups. We were basically the communication channel to go back and forth. The ceremony was awesome. My sister was able to become fairly close to the bride, but not so close as to justify how emotional she was during the wedding. She squeezed my hand at different moments, alerting me that she was trying to cry without me noticing. While she seemed happy for our friend, she didn't seem to be crying completely out of joy. Having our friends say their vows to each other was a little tough. It was hard not to picture myself standing there with her. After all, every single thing they did and said to each other was entirely relatable. If you asked me to write down my feelings for this girl, it'd pretty much be the same thing. As of that moment, it seemed like my sister felt nostalgic about every aspect of the wedding. The church suddenly became stunning. The flowers looked so beautiful in their arrangements, and our friend's wedding dress looked exactly like the one she would like to wear one day. I could obviously tell what was happening. I was feeling it too. It was difficult. I don't really know why. I didn't say anything. Perhaps because I didn't know what to say. We only held hands tightly and smiled at each other. The evening went by, then dinner. I was asked to read the speech from the groom's sister, who could not attend. I had coordinated with her in order to deliver the jokes she made properly, so it was very lighthearted. By the time I came back to my sister at the table, it seemed like we were now in having fun mode. Dancing and drinks were awesome. I'm not exaggerating. It was the most fun I've had as an adult. I mean, you know, outside of the sexy kind of fun. We danced. We met people. We don't know what it was, but I was like I was possessed by this super social spirit. I made lots of friends, and we basically ended up partying with almost everyone there. Throughout the evening, my roommate came back to us to dance and drink for a little. Our flirty dynamic was there as if it was never gone. By the end of the night, it was only the bridal party and us hanging out, dancing and still drinking. They left in the bus that was rented, and my sister and I took an Uber to our Airbnb. The drive back came with a certain solemn air. When we got to the place in a very serene way, we walked around the block holding hands, stopping a few times to kiss. Once we were in, we played with some music in the dark living room, only lit by a glow of the streetlights, swaying like we did most special moments. We had an opportunity to dance like an actual couple. "I think I don't want a wedding," said my sister out of nowhere. She continued, "I love you. I want you." I chuckled and responded, "I believe when you say you want me. I don't believe you when you say that you don't want a wedding." She also laughed and said, "They are fun, aren't they?" The music then took the room and the dancing continued. The dancing became kissing, which eventually led us to the bedroom. Picking her up, I brought her into the bedroom, throwing her on the bed. We kissed for what felt like the longest time. Just such a genuine show of affection. Her dress eventually became too much to navigate around, prompting her to stand up. Admiring from the bed, I stayed still, only enjoying the visuals, exuding in the air of eroticism that gives me goosebumps just remembering. She slowly took her dress off, ending up only wearing these dainty panties. "You know what I want to do often?" she asked, very much not expecting a response. Before I even had time to say anything, she started crawling on top of me to kiss me. She didn't stop for too long. She kept going. It was clear now. She wasn't coming over to make out. She was coming over to ride my face. God, having your pussy right above my face, feeling the heat coming from it. It drives me crazy because she's such a nice person. She moved over her panties to the side, so I had full access. When the time came, she let her weight force my face as deep into it as possible, not caring about my ability to breathe. A slow grind would sometimes allow me to look up and see her tits bouncing above me. And with luck, sometimes I'd be able to see her face completely drowning in pleasure. Speaking of drowning, pussy juices were gushing against my face. The grinding spread all over my nose and chin, making it to my forehead whenever I tried to eat her ass a little. My chest fell as it convulsed for air, and if it would make the difference, my hands reached out around her ass to hold myself more securely to her. It's like my body's response to running out of air was making sure that I'd die eating this girl's pussy. I don't know how to describe it. I love her so much, it genuinely feels like pain. By the time my sister got off my face, the collar of my white shirt was already fucked. As I took it off, my sister removed her own panties. Once they were off, she got on her knees in front of me to wait for all my clothes to also be on the ground. My dick plopped, completely erect, onto her face, making her sigh with pseudo-relief, like she was truly craving it. Using both hands, she rubbed it against her face and sucked it, truly savoring it. Closed my eyes, still looking around the room, not knowing how to react. It felt they almost got stuck in place when I felt the tip of my dick being shoved as far down her throat. God damn. It was like my head was going to explode. Either head. Just like the previous night, there was this aspect of nostalgia to everything that was happening. I don't know how to describe it, but the ambiance was a similar one when things had just begun. In and out, my dick went, getting completely covered in her spit and pre-cum. In my impatience, I grabbed a handful of her hair and anxiously fucked her face, forcing her to let out a gag every time I made it to the back of her throat. My whole body twitched with each pump. My muscles seemed to be unable to stay relaxed upon so much arousal. Once more, God damn, I felt myself coming soon, so I abruptly stopped. What happened? She asked, concerned. When I explained without saying a single word, she grabbed the back of my hip, pulled her hands to my butt, and thrusted herself against me violently, giving me her blowjob magnum opus. It was impossible to hold it. I came while deep down her throat. Her moaning made a sound like she was tasting her favorite fucking pastry. I spasmed with every gulp she took. Her tongue, as she swallowed, massaged me in a particular mind-numbing way. By the time I was done, I stopped to take a breather, although she kept sucking me gently. Although the color had made it back to my face, I was not yet done with her. I picked her up, turned her around, and threw her on the bed, leaving her in that position I enjoy so much. Her ass up, legs spread, and her upside-down pussy taunting me below her exposed asshole. Her pussy was an absolute mess. Kneeling down, I surrendered to it, like I was sacrificing myself to it. Entranced, I ate her out, up and down her lips, sucking on her clit, having my nose almost go inside of her. My tongue would force me up onto her asshole, tasting the silky texture of her skin all around. Have I said that yet? God damn. Swaying back and forth, she would do her part to bring herself closer to orgasm. When she could hold it no more, she begged me to fuck her. Luckily, I was hard as a fucking rock at that point. All the romanticism that overwhelmed our evening disappeared, only to be replaced by raw, violent desire. I wanted her. I fucked her, scraping the insides of her pussy with every pump. Surprisingly, I was feeling myself getting closer to coming once again. Thankfully, my sister started shaking as she does, seconds after her pussy contracted over and over around me, uncontrollably. I came inside her once again. I could not tell you why, but I kissed her asshole a little. God damn. We laid next to each other, holding tight, passing out immediately. On Sunday, we were to come for brunch. When we came over, my roommate acted like she always has, nothing weird. After eating, we all parted ways and went home. It would have been like 3 or 4 p.m. then. On the way home, nothing about the sex was mentioned. Napping and resting took place for the rest of the weekend. Some flirting has happened, but nothing has been acknowledged. We're definitely going to have a conversation, but we don't really know how to approach it. So we'll see. So basically, right now there are two different philosophical challenges. One is about my roommate, how to address it and where to take it. And the other is my relationship with my sister. This weekend has granted us a closer look to the reality we don't have access to. Although a lot of people on this sub like to think you can have both a normal couple life and a romantic, incestuous relationship, I personally don't think so. I think trying to avoid the hiding and sacrificing normality while participating in incest is denying part of the very nature of this type of relationship. Like picking between inhaling and exhaling. The process includes both, period. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at things with too much of a pessimistic lens. It's just hard being here. Although, I suppose I should be grateful that we have each other. And, for the time being, that is enough. That was one intense post. I have to say, like, oh gosh, I don't know. I feel like a plateau, but I don't even know if that's the right word. They've been sleeping together for a while now. I feel like he's bringing, like, select gift is mentioning the nostalgia, and I know this weekend was really intense for him, so I just, I'm going to keep reading. I want to read one more post because it's a fucking great post. I don't know. It's like 38 minutes now. Should I stop? You guys probably want me to stop. I'll read it for another post. I hope that left you guys a little wanting. And I hope you enjoyed that. It was really good. Very intense and very, like, sexy, in my opinion. And I don't know why, but I know it's his sister, but then also I don't feel like it's his sister. I don't know that that's weird. Even though I know they're brother and sister and this is incest, but I just feel like it's not, but it is. So, anyway, you guys have a good night or a good week. I have time to post this today, so I hope you enjoy. I know I don't always post a lot anymore. My prolificness is... it's withering away. Just kidding. Have a good week.